today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, New Jersey gets a new national park and American Airlines gets a big fine.
At 2:15, our old friend Ben Schlopik has some tips on how to score that elusive free frequent flyer seat.
At 2:35, travel writers are going to share their A-list tips to make you a smarter traveler.
And at 2:50, we introduce you to the captain of the Queen Mary. All that and more today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I want Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. It's a fabulous Sunday. You're there. We're here. What else? The world is round.
Yeah. Which is good, since I'm in the travel business, and if it wasn't round, it was flat, people would be falling off.
Just think of that. Wouldn't that completely change the way you do business, wouldn't it, Mark?
It would completely change the way that I do business. How was your week, sir?
It was excellent. It was extra busy, but, that's what we do here. And, of course, for those that haven't had a chance to visit what else Tom does, and that is music on Classic 93.1, we have launched. I know it seems
know.
A little early. We
it
have
seems
launched
just a little early.
It's not, though. We've launched our Christmas music. So if you need a Christmas fix to kind of get you in the spirit, you'll find it 24 hours a day at Classic 93.1.
Have you noticed how Thanksgiving has pretty much gone by the wayside? It's now just a meal. Because you can't have decorations for it, because the Christmas decorations have to go up right after Halloween. I'm scared to death that one of these years that the Christmas decorations will start going up in mid-October, and Halloween will just get skipped.
You just skip it all together.
Altogether.
I saw Halloween decorations and Christmas decorations literally side by side. And you're right. Thanksgiving just kind of almost gets overlooked.
Scary but true. You just take the old candy and the orange wrappers back and bring it out in red and green wrappers, and there you go.
Pretty much the same
probably
deal.
Probably some folks out right now running around town trying to get the jump on Christmas shopping as we speak.
How many people, come to you to take holiday travel?
A lot. We have a lot of folks. A lot of single people like to travel over Christmas because they don't want to be alone. But, for example, I'm taking in a couple of weeks a group back to see a concert at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the Rockettes in New York, and the Boston Pops Orchestra.
So. Now, Sports Leisure Vacation usually takes the secret Christmas light-looking excursion, right?
Yes.
And is it still a big secret?
It is still a big secret.
Have people booked this trip?
They have.
They don't know where they're going.
No, that's absolutely right. But next week, we'll be able to reveal where they've been.
All right. Speaking of Ben,
yes, he will be joining us later on in the program. And I have asked Ben to just break it down to the nitty gritty for the average guy on the street. You're chasing a frequent flyer ticket and you've run into some roadblocks, and what do you do? So Ben is going to be with us to talk about that right after we get to the news.
All right, let's do it. Fire up the old Mark Hoffman trio and bring on Mark with the latest in the travel news here on the Travel Guys radio show. Mark?
All right. Here in San Francisco, looking for things close to home, the Asian Art Museum is presenting the U.S. premiere of Maharaja, the Splendor of India's Royal Courts, that is going to run through April of next year. It's organized by the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. The exhibition presents more than 200 artworks related to the intriguing world of India's rulers over three centuries. I should mention Sports Leisure Vacations is offering a day trip. Go to sportsleisure.com for details. Southwest, as you know, Tom, is merging with AirTran Airways, and AirTran is more than just a domestic air carrier. So
finally,
Finally, Southwest will be an international carrier, beginning through AirTran with their merger, which is going to be complete sometime next year. Southwest has already filed to offer service to Mexico City from San Antonio, to Cancun from San Antonio, and to Cabo from Orange County here in California. So it may not be very long before connections to Mexico are easily available to folks on Southwest Airlines here in Sacramento.
Do you, in the past, when you've seen airlines make these kind of changes, does it have any impact on their ability to maintain the same quality of domestic flights that they've always had?
I would just say this. Ask me in 6 months. Southwest is a very different airline than it was 6 months ago, and if it's a very different airline again 6 months from now, they will have lost that edge that they have, I think, on their competitors. On the other hand, if they are able to make this conversion and become a full-fledged international carrier and still maintain the Southwest panache, if you will, why then I would give them two thumbs up. So I would say it's definitely a tipping point for them in terms of the airline business. Speaking of airlines, American Eagle has been fined $900,000 for tarmac delays. This occurred in May. They had a bunch of flights in Chicago, 15 flights that got out and got on the runway and were stuck for more than the three-hour limit. Mm-hmm. Now, the only reason I bring this up is because, if you remember, we had a JetBlue flight that in a freak snowstorm just a few weeks ago got stuck in Hartford for, what, 7, 8, 9 hours?
Right.
If I were the JetBlue people, I would be holding my breath, because this is the first time that this tarmac delay fine has been enforced. There have been several opportunities for it to be enforced, but this is the first time. Also, another thing that one of my staff asked last week, Tom, where does the money go that these airlines pay for a fine? I can't tell you where all of it goes, but I can tell you that a quarter of it goes to the passengers who were affected. At least some percentage of it goes back to those folks. If you are a person who loves exotic destinations, here is a note from Ecuador. If you have ever had the opportunity or ever had on your wish list a visit to the Galapagos Islands, really a very special destination just off of the coast of Ecuador, they are really concerned about the environmental impact of visitors there. So starting the 1st of February, they are going to limit the number of landings and the length of time that people can stay on these very environmentally sensitive islands that have just an incredible array of wildlife.
Isn't this the one with all the penguins, I think? Or
not the penguins. This is the ones with the sea turtles and all of the really phenomenal.
And a lot of endangered species, though.
A lot of them, yes. And finally, one last note today. There is a new national park in this country, and it bears mentioning because it's in New Jersey. And it's not the kind of national park that you would normally think of, but it is something that is a little bit different from other national parks, and it is basically built on, there is a 77-foot waterfall called Great Falls, mm-hmm. Just out in Paterson, New Jersey, and so this national park celebrates that waterfall and all of the things that were done there. Paterson is basically the center of the Industrial Revolution, and so it's a way of honoring the working people in this country with a national park, and we're going to try to get a representative from the park on in the next couple of weeks and talk a little bit about it, since it's a little different sort of national park, and that is your travel news.
And that's what we bring you, difference and the travel news. And speaking of difference, again, and an opportunity to make you a smarter travel with smarter, yeah, that was easy for me to say.
Exactly.
The opportunity to make you a smarter traveler with Ben coming up after the break. Mark?
Coming up after the break, Ben Schlappig joins us to talk about frequent flyer award tickets. If you're chasing that elusive 25,000-mile ticket, he has some tips right here on The Travel Guys with Mark and Tom on KFBK.
Sammy.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Thanks for tuning in. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations over there. Tom Romano here. And Ben, the mileage guru.
Ben Schlappig.
Hi, Ben. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey,
where have you been last?
I was in Dubai and Abu Dhabi last week, so that would be my last trip in India the week before that.
Did you run across the with those gals from that TV show, the Desperate Housewives, that were you with?
Wait a minute, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and then did you notice how he just threw in there in India the week before that?
Yeah,
now, were either one of these sightseeing runs, or were they just opportunities?
No, they were both sightseeing trips. The first one in India, I spent 2 weeks there, and then 1 week in Abu Dhabi and Dubai just visiting places all around, and yeah, not purely for mileage as usual.
Why don't you, Mark, explain to our listeners that may be tuning in for the first time what it is that Ben does and why he would be on your program?
Ah, that would probably be a good idea. Well, Ben is one of these folks who runs around and takes as much advantage of the system as possible. What was it, year before last, Ben, you flew about 400,000 miles on for $4,000 or something like that?
Yeah, give or take. I usually do about, a few hundred thousand miles a year for a few thousand dollars.
So Ben is a master of figuring out how the system works and taking advantage of not only legitimate opportunities that airlines, hotels, and other folks may offer to earn miles, points, etc., but also finding those little creases in the system that sometimes are not always intentional before they can be fixed, and figuring out how to do them. Ben, I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. Did you get in on that Treasury coin deal that went on for a while?
I did, yes, where you could basically buy coins from the mint at face value, and you could pay with your credit card. So basically, you would purchase $1,000 in coins, and then, in turn, you would get the 1,000 miles or points, whatever you had. So,
and they would ship the coin. They would ship
money through that.
Then they would ship the coins to you. You would take them to the bank and turn them in for.
But they were collector's coins, were they not?
Well, that was the concept.
Okay.
Well, the U.S. Mint is trying to, get rid of the dollar.
They're trying to get them into circulation.
Right, but were they face value? This wasn't one of those deals.
No, they were face value.
It was face value. So you got it was basically free points if you wanted to go to the work. And one gentleman got, I don't know, but a couple million points out of it, if I'm remembering.
Yeah, I know him very well, and he did get a few million points, and he would drive every week to his bank with, I think, $50,000 in the trunk and bring it to the bank.
Yeah, and finally they ceased and desisted him, but as he said all along, he said, there's no way that they didn't know this was happening. So anyways,
right.
That's kind of a sidebar but an example of the types of things that Ben and the people that Ben hangs with online in particular. They got together in Chicago a few weeks ago. Ben was at the Frequent Flyer Conference. We had the Frugal Traveler on with us. Is it Rick? A couple of weeks ago. So, Ben, anyway, back to walking somebody through getting an award ticket. You go online, you're Joe Average Traveler. You've spent your credit card, you've saved up your miles, you've now got 25,007, and you go online to get your $25,000 ticket, and there are no tickets to be. You log on to United.com, and you've got nothing, or Delta.com, and there's nothing. And all they're telling you is that, well, now you're going to need twice as many points for that trip, Mr. Hoffman. So what do I do if I get to that? Am I completely fried at that point if I don't have any more points besides paying the airline or doing some kind of points and miles thing? Or is there some other way that I could maybe still get that award ticket?
You're not totally screwed. The first thing to keep in mind is that airlines have partners. They often don't publish them as much as they should. But, for example, United partners with Continental, which they're merging with now, but also U.S. Airways. And often the website will not show that award space. So if you call the airline directly, they could look up the award space on that airline. So it could be that if you have United miles, for example, that U.S. Airways would have space, but it doesn't show on the United website. Or with American, for example, they're partners with Alaska. So it might be that they don't show the Alaska award space, but it's really there. So, know the airline's partners, and then you can call the airline and ask if they have space on those partners.
Now, if you call the airline, there's a chance that if you don't have status with the airline, you're going to get stuck with a charge for booking a ticket over the phone, correctly?
Right. It could be. Some airlines do charge phone ticketing fees, or most do nowadays. But sometimes those can be booked online, but you can actually just call to research, and then, they'll give you the flight numbers, and then you can go back to the website, and maybe it'll let you book it there if you enter a segment by segment, for example.
Okay, so if I've got United miles and there's no United space available to Philadelphia, but I'm thinking, well, gee, that's a U.S. air hub, so I call United and I say, look, I want to get to Philadelphia, and I'm just curious if there might be a space available on your other partners. Would that be the approach that you would take?
Exactly, yeah. So, what I do sometimes is I would already look up, the flights that airline has, and then you can always ask about specific flight numbers. But then there's also online tools that will actually let you search space on all partners. So, for example, if you're using United Miles, instead go to continental.com, that's Continental's website, and search for WorthSpace there, because they actually have a really good tool that shows you the space on all of their partners. So the Continental website would easily show you U.S. Airways space, while the United website isn't so good at that.
All of us United Flyers are hoping that as the merger rolls out here, that it is the Continental website that evolves to United as opposed to the reverse, because the Continental website is way superior to the United website.
Exactly.
I mean, just unbelievable. Okay, so I call United, and what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go perhaps online and go to US Air. I'm going to go to Kayak or whatever and see who flies to my destination city, and then I'm going to look to see if those airlines are partners or members of the same alliance where I have my miles.
Exactly. So that would be the first step, and then you would continue by asking about the actual award space on those flights.
Then I'm going to call my parent airline and ask them, and what if they act like they have no idea what I'm talking about?
Well, the method we always use in the airline industry is to hang up and call again, because unfortunately there are far too many agents that are clueless at most of the outsourced call centers nowadays.
Absolutely a piece of advice that we have offered up here before. And finally, if you've run into a dead end and you literally can't find anybody to help you, there are people in the world, I think I'm talking to one of them, who can help you. You just mentioned that because of these award chart off the air, you mentioned that there's some award chart changes coming, and you've been extremely busy this week for people who are booking tickets to try to get ahead of those devaluations of their currency, so to speak.
Right, exactly. British Airways, actually, many of your listeners might know, a while back they had a 100,000-mile sign-up bonus on their credit card.
Right.
So a lot of people in the U.S. have credit cards from British Airways, and as of tomorrow, those miles are being devalued. They have a new award chart coming out tomorrow, or on November 16th, rather. Called the Avios program.
And British Airways giveth and British Airways taketh away. I guess this is another little sidebar, Ben, that we were talking about before we went on the air, and that is folks say, well, you know, I'm going to save my miles. You know, when I retire, I'll have 2 million miles. The only problem is that by the time you retire, those 2 million miles may only be worth half of what they were worth when you earned them.
At most, exactly. And that's the thing, is that it's like keeping money in a bank account, not accruing any interest. You know, especially with the U.S. dollar, and, you know, they're basically printing more and more miles, and there's not more space. Actually, there's fewer seats because airlines are reducing capacity. So you're competing for those same seats, and there's constantly more and more miles out there.
So the wisdom that you would offer, and I would concur, is spend your – miles and points are there to spend. They are not a form of saving currency. Airlines do not pay you interest on the number of miles that you have in your
account. And they'll expire.
Well, exactly. Yes. True? And if many, that's still very true. Many airlines and some other points and frequent guest programs will expire if you don't use them with a certain amount of frequency.
Ben, is it getting more and more difficult to, you know, organize your miles, use them, keep track of it all with the changing of ownership of the different airlines and all the rule changes? What have you experienced over the last year or so?
It definitely is. I mean, on one hand, it's simplification, because with United and Continental, for example, all your miles are going to be in one place. So if you previously had miles in both programs, you don't have to worry about any more keeping track of them in both separate programs and keeping them, you know, live before they expire, basically. So in one way, it's positive. But at the same time, all these changes, you know, they also mean changes in the rules of the tickets and the way they price award tickets. So it's a lot to keep up with.
But, and so, in particular, American Express has devalued not just the overall program, but many of the vendors within American Express are devaluing or creating situations where an award that used to cost you, let's say, 50,000 miles now costs you 75,000.
So massively so. Exactly. For example, one of their best partners was Air Canada, their Aeroplane program.
And Air Canada is part of the Star Alliance, which is United, U.S. Air, Continental, that you were just talking about.
Exactly. So, for example, from the U.S. to Asia, it used to cost 120,000 miles in first class. Now that same ticket costs 175,000 miles, and they charge you fuel surcharges on the ticket, so it costs you about an extra $1,000 in cash.
So it really is, word to the wise, it really is better to spend those miles when you reach the threshold that you've been looking for, or even if you get real close. Buying miles is generally not a good idea, but if you just have to buy a few in order to attain a valuable award, why then sometimes that would be perhaps the only time that you would ever take advantage of of buying Miles Ben some really good information today. I really thank you. We need to, before we let you go, I started to mention that one of the things that you do as part of your involvement in the travel industry is help people find these awards tickets. So if somebody was looking for an awards ticket, they could go to travelguys.com and you would see the link to Ben's website, which is Points Pros. And Ben can, for a small fee, can help you find any award ticket. And if I understand right, Ben, if you don't find the ticket, there is no charge.
Exactly. I don't charge anything unless I find your preferred itinerary.
And Ben considers it a challenge. So so if you're listening and you're having problems finding the award ticket, go to travelguysradio.com. You'll see the link there to Ben's website, and you can get in touch with him. And if you do book a ticket with Ben, we would love to hear about it after you're done. Ben, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Likewise. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, all righty. Now that we know what the world is going on, it's back to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Tom Romano here with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation.
We figured out how you can how you can best get a frequent flyer award ticket, and the answer to that is knock yourself out and then call Ben.
There you go. And if you're not happy with the answer you get from Ben, hang up and call him back. That's what he would say, right? And give you a different answer. You know, we're all about making you a smarter traveler. And Mark, of course, always finding lists. He is kind of the list guy. And now he's come up with a list of top secret stuff.
I thought this was kind of cool.
Top secret tips.
I came across this the other day online, and I thought it was kind of interesting because these are travel writers who are sharing their top tip or two with you. Remember last week we had on the 10 Million Mile United Frequent Flyer, and we asked him, what's the one thing that you would tell people? And at the end of the interview, he said, well, you know, just remember that person that you're getting ready to yell at the counter or something like that is just an average person like you, doesn't make a great wage. You know, they've been hit with all kinds of things as their industry has had problems in the last 10 years. And I find it curious. The very first one from the travel writer from USA Today says, be curious and humble, which I think was the point that Tom Stuckus.
Did we get
Tom
that?
Stukas.
Okay.
Tom was very polite. We interviewed him the whole week last week. Mispronounced his name, and then when we went off the air, he corrected us, and it's Tom Stukas.
All right.
So when you see his reality show on Spike TV about selling cars, for those of you who weren't listening last week, United's had their first 10 million mile flyer, and he was a guest on this program last week, and he also is a gentleman who works in the used car business.
In his television program on Spike TV, Car Lot Cowboys.
Yeah, redoing how to put a car business back in.
But as you were, it's all about, number one is be polite, and what was the other?
And be humble.
Humble, okay.
And I think that is good. Here's an interesting one. It sounds morbid, but one of the most interesting and usually free ways to learn about a city is to explore its cemeteries. These spaces are often beautiful and can offer insights into history, architecture, art, and religious beliefs of a city. Plus, major cemeteries are usually full of interesting people and interesting stories.
I have to say that is a tip that I would have not thought of on my own.
And here in Sacramento, Clayton Whitehead, one of our road reporters, is involved every year with the tours at the city cemetery downtown around Halloween time.
A lot of history there.
Oh, absolutely. Here's another good one. This comes from Wendy Perrin of the Perrin Post, which is a blog. She says, trying to get into a sold-out hotel, find out when cancellation penalties set in for the date you want to arrive and call the property that day. You can scoop up rooms made available by people who have just canceled. So if you look on your confirmation and it says in order to cancel this without penalty, you have to cancel by 6 p.m. the day of arrival. A lot of hotels now are the day before. Or are earlier in the day, 4 p.m. or noon, to give the hotel an opportunity to resell that accommodation. And so what you want to do is find out what is that time when rooms that haven't been claimed are released so that you can be first in line for the released rooms. I mean, to me, that's really, if you find yourself in a situation, a hotel, airport's been shut down, all the hotels are full. So you're calling around to hotels and stuff like that. You want to find out what is the time when unclaimed rooms are released. That's a really critical time.
Great tip.
Here's another one. It's harder to receive than to give. were naturally suspicious of local people's motives when offered friendship or shelter. Be open-minded.
Okay.
I think Henry would our airline pilot would probably share that. Henry just wanders the planet and goes off with whomever who will have him. And then that leads him to some pretty cool adventures. You should always carry a copy of your passport when you travel. But more important is keeping that copy safe. In the event your bags are lost or stolen, what are you going to do if your passport is in the bag? Keep a copy of your passport in the sole of your shoe. It's the first time I have heard that little piece of wisdom.
In the sole of your shoe. Now, John Holloway, who has those special passport protectors and things that help secure them to your body and stuff, would probably argue the shoe thing. We'll have to ask John about if he sells special shoes with hidden compartments for your passport.
Well, and here's a valid point that this travel writer makes. You won't lose your shoes if you're wearing them. Good point. And if you're robbed in a foreign city, the mugger won't go after your shoes. So you still have a copy of your passport.
Or my Italian Gucci's.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another one. Always pack extra Ziploc bags. They're ideal for packing things tighter, separating wet from dry, and managing small items like batteries. Remember, Henry told us he goes with a backpack and Ziploc bags.
I'm one of those kind of
people. So that definitely lines up. Connect with locals living in your destination via Facebook, Twitter, or blogs, and make a point to meet them for coffee or even couch surf with some of them. You'll find yourself getting deeper under the skin of the country and understanding a bit more about local culture and lifestyle. I guess a word to the wise there, though. I mean, if you're Facebooking with anonymous people that you haven't met, and you're going to meet them in their own country, you probably want to do it in a public place, coffee shop.
And that one also comes up with what we were talking about this past weekend, and that is people that discover that you're not at home.
That you're not at home.
By reading where you claim that you are or what you're doing on Facebook. So you're going to have to check your settings to make sure that one isn't finding out what the other is doing.
Exactly. Question charges like resort fees or valet parking at hotels, says this travel writer, as a top tip. Often they will be removed from your bill if you question them at checkout. And I will absolutely tell you this is true.
Now we're saying that you're being charged for parking and perhaps you
parking
shouldn't
is
be.
Kind of a little different. What they generally do now, this is particularly popular in Las Vegas, is the package to bundle extra services and call them a resort fee. It would include, like, your telephone, which, of course, you don't use the phone in your room anymore unless it's to call a guest in the hotel. It would include your newspaper outside your door, the one that you don't read anymore because you probably go online. It would include tennis, perhaps. It probably wouldn't include golf, but it might include tennis, your towel at the pool, you're looking at me somewhat incredulous, as if to say, well, wouldn't those things pretty much be free anyway?
Not the case, huh?
Not the case. What they're doing is saying, well, you're getting all this stuff, so we're going to charge you $12 a day for it.
So it will be bundled together in some sort of generic service fee.
Yeah, it'll say resort fee or service fee.
And so you check, call the front desk or a checkout, and you say, look, can we go over the service fees to make sure that I use the services I'm being charged for?
And the other thing I would tell you is that if you weren't told about those fees when you checked in, if it's not clearly stated on your reservation confirmation that there is a fee and someone didn't state to you at the beginning, then I would just go to the wall on it. Because these guys are always trying to slip in things, and a lot of this stuff is bogus.
You got to watch out for
these guys. It's buyer beware. You got to stay on the ball. Here's a quick short one. Don't assume your way is the only way.
Wow, Mark, how's that work for
Top
you?
Trip.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd throw something at you if I had something I could throw. Take an extra minimal. This is a really good piece of advice. Take an extra minimalist outfit in your carry-on. Luggage inevitably will get lost at some point. Can I confess something here?
Yes.
In my briefcase are two personal items. an extra pair of underwear.
Yes.
And a toothbrush.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go someplace and not be able to brush my teeth or change my underwear.
Well, now we know what
top travel tips.
Now we know everyone now knows what's most important to Mark.
Here's a good one. Another travel tip from a travel writer. Divide each person's belongings amongst all luggage. This is especially important for traveling with a baby, but good for everyone. That way, no one is SOL if one bag is lost. This is a really good idea. If you're traveling, like with your spouse, I wouldn't say divide it, but the same thing they're talking about the carry-ons. Put one outfit in with your wife's stuff and have her put one out if it in with you. And that way, if you get there and the bag doesn't show up and it doesn't come until the next afternoon, you've still got some clean clothes.
That's a marvelous tip. Now, then there's my wife and I who, in an effort to save space and not to have to carry as much bag, we put all of our stuff in one bag.
There you go. Unless you're flying Southwest, of course, in which case you can just take...
Right. Well, sometimes we do just so that we don't have that much to lug around.
Well,
but that's not a good idea.
It's always good if you're getting on an airplane to try to carry everything that you own on board with you because, I mean, that way you'll look at the money you'll save. I'm actually just kidding, folks. All right, one more quickly here. Before you start your trip, take a photo of your luggage. Put yourself into the picture standing next to the bag. This will give a good idea of the bag's size. Keep the shot in your camera. Also, print out a copy. When your bag goes missing, hand over the copy or show the in-camera shot to the baggage folks at the airport. This can really help with finding your luggage. I did this on a recent trip overseas, and the baggage folks thought this was a dandy idea. I have never heard that before, but I think that is also a take a picture of your suitcase. And that way when they say, what is your suitcase? Does it look like this one or this one or this one? You can just say, here's my suitcase right here.
There is a great business idea. You're in the airport, and your job is to take photographs of people, duplicate copies, and hand to them so that they can have one with their luggage.
I see.
That'll be $9.95, please.
Top travel tips revealed. Top secrets of travel writers. Try saying that three times fast.
Great stuff.
Some good information. Ways to make you a smarter traveler. We are the Travel Guys. When we come back, we have the captain of the Queen Mary joining us right here live.
And all of those travel tips can be yours and viewed again at TravelGuysRadio.com. I'm Tom. That's Mark. We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Doing nothing can be expensive. How, you ask? You've heard the radio ads about how going solar with Solar Universe can save you money, but you just haven't gotten around to making it happen. And by not switching to solar, you're paying way too much for your electricity. With free installation and nothing out of pocket to go solar, you can start saving money the day your system is installed. You would pay for your solar system monthly, the same way you pay for your electricity now, except with solar, you would be paying up to 50% less than what you'd be paying the utility for the same amount of electricity. That's tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket over the life of your system. And the longer you wait, the more those savings are slipping away. So doing nothing can be expensive, but saving is easier than you think. Our trusted, knowledgeable staff is ready to tailor a solar system for you to maximize your savings. Don't wait for another rate hike. Call Solar Universe today at 866-6-SOLAR-9 or online at solaruniverse.com. That's 866-6-SOLAR-9 or solaruniverse.com.
Hey, golfers, are you ready for an amazing Black Friday deal? Well, it's the Triple T Golf Card. 10 tee times at 10 of the best Sacramento area golf courses, one round per course for only $125. Wow, that's only $12.50 a round. Courses include Ansel Hoffman, Cherry Island, Timber Creek, Dark Horse, Auburn Valley, Apple Mountain, Wood Creek, Diamond Oaks, The Ridge, and La Contenta. Log on to 10teetimes.com for details, and at 12:01 a.m. on Black Friday, log on and purchase your Triple T Card. There's only 1,000, and they'll go quickly. The Black Friday Triple T Card, courtesy of 10teetimes.com.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
KFBK Sacramento and KHLX HD3 Pollock Pines.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK, and one of our favorite guests, John Holloway from Packing Light. .com, .net, .co, I don't know.
Yeah, if you go Packing Light, you'll find it. It's L-I-G-H-T, right?
Number one in Google there for Packing
Light. John, in my hand right here, I have a Packing Light gift card. Can these be bought online?
You can. Yes, absolutely. We have a page for the gift card.
So people who didn't want to take the time to even come into your store but knew a traveler could buy a gift card online.
In $25 increments,
As I mentioned the other day, basically the gift For the person who thinks they have everything, the traveler who thinks that they have everything but doesn't.
The gift card at Holloway Travel Outfitters. All right, you're having a special deal on some really good luggage
for
the holiday
season. Our Briggs & Riley, and you got one, Tom, or Mark, and it's a new idea they come up with, the spinners. Well, the spinners isn't so new, but it's new to Briggs & Riley.
What's a spinner?
But this is a great idea because four-wheel. You can see this, Tom, look at these bags spin around.
Spin on a dime. So you're in a crowded elevator, airport ticket line that isn't moving too well. And these spinners alleviate any stress you have on your
shoulder. It's an improvement on the ones that would go in. Yeah, the two-wheeler. Now you've got this thing that'll go in any direction. And Briggs & Riley, we should tell people, is top of the line.
Top of the line, and they back it up. They support. They're the only guy that will say, hey, no matter who does the damage to your bag, and let's face it, it's airlines, or perhaps your mother-in-law might back over it. And if she does, she'll still fix anything on this bag for the life of the bag.
So all somebody has to do if they buy the bag from you is if something goes wrong, is bring it back in and you'll take care of it.
Bring it back in. So, you know, this isn't one of those service contracts. You know, we're all sick of that stuff. You buy a good product and then you find out later, oh, you got to pay extra for a 3-year warranty.
It's all
built
in.
This is lifetime of the bag. Yeah.
And this is not cheap luggage. Let's
tell
people that this is not an expensive luggage, but I own it. And I have been using a Briggs & Riley bag now. Is that right? Briggs & Riley?
Yeah, that's
for 3 years. And I travel a lot. So that bag has been almost 500,000 miles, and it's still intact. So I'm here to tell you, Briggs & Riley is great luggage. Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue. Gift cards available. You can go online to packinglight.com or packinglight.net, and you can get one without ever leaving the comfort of your home. But if you do leave, go and see John on Fulton Avenue. It's a great place to do all your Christmas shopping.
Hi, this is Patrick Dorenson. You're listening to the best of the Cowboy Libertarian on News Talk 1530 KFPK.
And nothing could be more appropriate for that than our next guest, who fits into both the travel and entertainment categories. Will Kane is the captain of the Queen Mary, and he has been for the last 10 years. And Tom, there's your ship that's not moving. Don't call it a boat.
It's not a boat.
You know what they told me one day?
What?
The boat is what they lower when the ship starts to sink.
Right.
That's how you know the difference between the boat and the ship. Anyway, Will, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
It's you are on board the Queen Mary as we speak.
I am.
And you have been the honorary captain of the ship for the last 10 years.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about what being, obviously it's an honorary title, but tell us what a little bit about being the captain of a cruise ship that goes nowhere.
It was a luxury liner, first of all, not a cruise ship.
Okay. Sorry, Captain.
We get over 1.5 million visitors a year. That is a lot of hands to shake. So there is a staff of 4 officers. There are 2 of us honorary captains and 2 staff captains. The captains can marry you. We can also bury you. So we have a lot to offer.
Kind of a one-stop shopping.
Yeah, does a lot of that go on there on the Queen Mary? I'm guessing the marrying, but...
Yes.
Both, huh?
Occasionally, we'll get a memorial service. Not really often. It's usually somebody that has some sort of tie to the ship in the past. Like I say, it's something that we can do. We don't do it really often. Marriages, on the other hand, yes, a lot of weddings.
Now, this old ship, since she was retired and permanently docked in Long Beach several decades ago, has had a lot of lives. She's had her ups and downs, but she is open as a hotel, and there are wonderful restaurants on board. Tell the folks who are perhaps not familiar with the ship.
We have 314 rooms in our hotel. They have all been created from the first-class suites and the first-class staterooms. There are no second-class or third-class staterooms left aboard this ship today. Our room rates start around $129 a night. We have 4 restaurants on board, the Chelsea Chowder House, the Promenade Cafe, the Hollywood Deli, which is up on sun deck, and you can eat out on the deck. Sir Winston's is our 5-star restaurant at the aft end of the ship, up on sun deck also, with a beautiful view of not only Long Beach, but out to sea It's quite spectacular.
And might I offer that that Sir Winston's is based on personal experience, mm-hmm. is a wonderful place to dine. And the ship also has a terrific Sunday brunch that is extra spectacular on holidays.
Our Sunday brunch is award-winning. It's one of the best in the country. Every Sunday from 9:30 to 3 o'clock, the dance floor in the Grand Salon, which used to be the first-class dining room, is littered with international food stations. The champagne is flowing. Reservations are required. It has become quite a tradition, not only in Long Beach, but in Southern California, for people to come aboard and have Sunday brunch.
And I know it. I know it's a tradition because I've been taking groups to the Sunday brunch on their way to Catalina Island for, gosh, more years than I can.
I'm aware of that.
Than I can count. And Will, when folks come on the ship, besides the opportunity to stay there at a very reasonable rate and really be enveloped by the atmosphere of this wonderful old luxury liner, there also are various tours on board the ship besides a sightseeing tour. And is there still a tour in the evening that involves?
Yes. Every day we offer historical tours of the ship, which deal with the history of the Queen Mary as a luxury liner. They take a look at some of her artwork, some of her architecture. Many people don't realize that the Queen Mary is one of the largest collections of original Art Deco artwork and architecture anywhere in the world.
You're painting a beautiful picture.
Thank you. We have a World War II tour, which is almost an hour long, which deals with her sea life between the years 1940 and 1946 only. She has a performance record during World War II that is just astounding. People are always awestruck. In July of 1943, this vessel carried 16,683 soldiers to the European front. That still stands as the largest number of human beings ever transported on one vessel in the history of the world.
And what was really interesting, Tom, is over the years when I would take people to the Queen Mary, every mm-hmm. once in a while you would have somebody who had been on the ship at that during that period of time and could just take you back in time and just create this wonderful half-century picture.
Yeah, that happens quite often. We still get veterans who come back and visit and look for where they slept during World War II. It really is history, living history, when you experience something like that, to meet these people in this environment.
Will, besides coming with a tour company like Sports Leisure Vacations, if folks want to visit the Queen Mary, how would you suggest that?
They can come as a day visitor if they're in Southern California or in Long Beach. We are open every day as an attraction from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There is a ticket booth on the wharf where they can purchase an admission ticket and come aboard and spend the day.
And so you can create your own package. You can have
Correct.
A meal, you can have a tour, you can spend the night.
Correct.
You've also got the Long Beach Aquarium, a stone's throw away across the
right
harbor
across
there.
Across the harbor.
So much to do. I have done the Queen Mary. I've dined there. And
Wait a minute. I think there's a better way to say that than you have done the Queen Mary.
Well, okay.
It's
an adult show.
It's an adult show and a family
like
program. Will, I want to thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today. Keep up the good work as the captain of the Queen Mary.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure anytime.
Your
troops are always great. I always look forward to Sports Leisure being here.
Thank you very much, Will. Will Kane, the captain of the Queen Mary in Long Beach, joining us on the Travel Guys today. I'm Mark Hoffman. He's Tom Romano. We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530.
I hope, folks, that you got something out of that interview besides the fact that that I once did the Queen Mary.
Yeah, exactly. One of the great moments in radio history. Rick Perry has nothing on you. Nothing you remember.
I tell you, huh? Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
So, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Well, you know, this year we take turns going sharing with my sister-in-law and family who literally live across the street from us. We have a wonderful situation. It's kind of the typical old Italian kind of thing, but a lot of these folks are not Italian. But, you know, the family all lives really close. So one year it's Thanksgiving at our house, and then the next year it's across the street with Janelle and Jeff and all the family lives
here. Sounds like a pretty good deal. You only have to cook and clean every other year.
That's it. And if you have a little bit too much vino Thanksgiving, all you got to do is stumble across the street.
Well, I will be taking some folks on the wine train on Thursday for Thanksgiving. And then just having a lazy weekend around the house. Of course, Sunday we'll have another edition of the Travel Guys. So if you're out Christmas shopping next weekend, don't forget us at 2 o'clock. We'll have Christopher Elliott on. Chris is one of our consumer reporters, and he's going to be talking about, you know, you go online and you order yourself a hotel room with Hotline or Hotwire or somebody, mm-hmm. and they say Four Diamond Hotel.
No way, Three Diamond.
Yeah, exactly. So who decides what's a Four Diamond and a Three Diamond?
And what does all that mean?
And exactly, and what happens if you get to the other end and it isn't what you want it to be? That is coming up next Sunday on a special after Thanksgiving edition of the Travel Guys. Remember, we are the Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask. You have a great Thanksgiving, Tom, and I will see you next Sunday.
You too, folks. You have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving. See some